episode 894, Wisdom Listens.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. It is time to jumpstart your day. Are you ready for a little bit of inspiration and encouragement today to get you to the next level in your journey? Wisdom Listens. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. We all kind of need a kick in the you-know-what every once in a while. We need a pick-me-up. We need that ray of hope and sunshine in our life. Today, wisdom listens, because in the busyness of life, it's important to remember that wisdom listens. Taking a step back and allowing your ears to hear will widen and broaden your opportunities. When you continue cramming in so much in your day, feeding off of other successes, you know, what everybody else is accomplishing, yet stewing in your own failures, we do it all the time, there's a tendency to throw around your knowledge. Knowing stuff gives you a sense of power. And come on, who doesn't like power? It makes us feel like we're in control. Not only are we in control, but we're in control of our emotions, of the day, of what's going on in our life. Knowledge speaks. Wisdom listens. Sometimes when life is moving faster than you can keep up with, taking that refreshing breath does the mind, body, and spirit good. There's a verse in Proverbs that says, "A foolish person enjoys doing wrong, but a person with understanding enjoys doing what is wise." Wisdom listens. What have you been rejecting lately? Now, I want you to be honest with yourself. What are you running from? What are you running towards? What thoughts keep repeating in your head, good or bad? It's important for us to stop long enough to stop the mayhem in our lives and think about what's really going on. Because how many days go by that you're just going through the motions? And you're wondering why you're tired. You're wondering why you can't sleep at night. You toss and turn. You wake up with no zest for life. The joy is just no longer there. It's kind of fizzled out. There's no natural bubbles happening. You know when you open up that carbonated whatever drink you want to drink and it goes, and it has that little, you know, flutter of fun. It's that little fizz that happens. You hear the pop and you're like, oh, it's refreshing. And you haven't even taken a drink of it. That's what happens when you stop long enough and you listen. Wisdom listens. So what are you doing in your life? What are you running from? What are you running towards? What are you allowing in your life to complicate it? Maybe there are some fires that need to be put out, but oh, you're just kind of letting them brew. And you're just like, oh, they'll go out on their own, will they? What have you been rejecting lately? What thoughts keep repeating in your head? You know, when I lay down at night, that's when I just feel like kind of the darkness begins to set in. And not because the sun's gone down. It's because the mind has been quieted long enough. I can hear the snoring of my husband. I hear the snoring of my puppy dog. I hear the pitter-patter of the cats playing. Because that's when they like to play. Just right when we go to bed, they like to get out and be like jungle animals, and then they go to sleep too. But it's in that time of quiet that the darkness seems to speak louder. But also, if I quiet long enough, the light pierces the darkness. But a lot of us don't get to that point of lightness. We just kind of stay in the darkness. We keep the closet shut, so to speak. We don't want anybody to see in that linen closet. Remember my linen closet that had to be cleaned? And I went months and months and months without cleaning it. And every single time I opened those doors, it was like what monster was going to jump out at me, whether it was a bed monster, a towel monster, a pillow monster. It could have been a baby monster because I have the things from my children kept way up high. The way this linen closet is built, there's the shelf that goes up as high as the ceiling does. So I have about 3 feet of room on that shelf so I can stuff a lot of stuff there. But every single time I would open it up, it'd be like, oh my gosh, what's going to happen? And my body would just tense up. How can you rest and be rejuvenated in night and your body is allowed to detox itself? And you can truly then wake up refreshed. You can't. You can't. Because you allow yourself to stay stuck in the darkness, closed off in that deep closet, so to speak. Because you're afraid to go beyond the point and let the light pierce the darkness. In Proverbs, it says, a foolish person enjoys doing wrong, but a person with understanding enjoys doing what is wise. The thing is, when you stop long enough to listen, your eyes open wider and your heart hears deeper. But when you stay on that hamster wheel and continue with your busyness, what are you missing out? What aha moments are passing you by? What is God trying to tell you that you're shutting him out on? Wisdom listens. So today, take some time to create space in your day to listen. You are incredible and you are very wise. Put your ears to the heartbeat of your life. Wisdom listens. Go out and live, love, and impact. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.